Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Some 300 people participated in a cultural event in solidarity with Cuba held in Santiago de Chile as part of a campaign to raise funds, medicines, and supplies for the Caribbean island. Members of the group of internationalists trained in Cuba, the Raíces Cubanas Association of Cuban Residents, the Siboney Group, the Cuban Solidarity Movement, and other friends of the revolution participated in the event. The Martiana Association of Cuban Residents in Panama, AMCRP, is currently organizing a batch full of medical supplies to be sent to Cuba. In statements to Prensa Latina, the association's coordinator, Humberto Perez, said that alongside the National Coordinator of Solidarity with Cuba and the contribution of businessmen who has been supporting the Cuban Revolution, Cuba will be receiving an important humanitarian medical batch. Perez praised the contribution from different companies to this effort to support the medical surgical equipment supply needed in Cuba's health system. On the other hand, Perez said that on July 30, the 10th caravan against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington on Cuba for over 60 years, but destined to fail, will take place. Participants in the first meeting of solidarity with Cuba and Argentina's Norte Grande expressed their support for the government and people of the Caribbean nation and demanded an end to U.S. aggression against that country. Gathered in the city of San Miguel de Tucumán, members of several organizations and representatives of the island demanded the end of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington on the island for more than six decades. They also called for the exclusion of Cuba from a list of alleged sponsors of terrorism drawn up by the United States and the closure and return of the territory illegally occupied in Guantanamo. Organized by the Argentine Solidarity Movement and the Union of Cuban Residents in this country, among other groups, the event issued a statement noting that the U.S. empire brings weapons, war, and death to every corner of the planet. Cuba shares health, education, equity, and freedom. It is a symbol of struggle and solidarity with the people, it concluded. The Cuba Cooperation France, CubaCoop, Association discussed the progress of its project of social economic accompaniment to the island and ratified the will to promote them in the second half of this year. Water and sanitation, health, culture, and sports stand out among the sectors of a collaboration that is approaching 30 years after the creation in 2005 of the organization, which held its General Assembly this Saturday. According to CubaCoop President Victor Fernandez, the tightening of the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba makes the support more necessary than ever based on the severe impact of that policy. The Martiana Association of Cuban Residents in Panama, AMCRP, is currently organizing a batch worth over $200,000 full of medical supplies to be handed over to hospitals and other healthcare units through the Cabildo de Cuisicuaba Foundation. In statements to Prensa Latina, the association's coordinator, Humberto Perez, praised the contribution from different companies to this effort to support the medical surgical equipment supply needed in Cuba's health system. The Cabildo de Cuisicuaba Foundation is a community project headed by Congressman Enrique Alemán, known for his humanist and social cultural actions. Perez said that on July 30, the 10th caravan against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington on Cuba for over 60 years, but destined to fail, will take place. this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.